We're back. Tony, I got to tell you, I'm a little on edge lately with these
I didn't realize these movies creeped you out so bad.
Well, so Tina and I watched one last night, and it's on our list tonight.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. It took us a bottle of wine to get through it. That's like,
well, like we talked about last week, you know, when you get to the Exorcist types of movies where it's spiritual, demonic, things you can't control, so to speak, that's where it gets creepy. It gets scary.
Right.
You
know? Yeah. No, that's
like some guy wielding a knife where obviously if you shoot him, you could stop him.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's got some good stuff on last week's episode. This week's episode coming up, we got some interesting ones to talk about.
Mm-hmm. And I think you you have a couple of pictures we're going to put up here.
We got some more costumes. A couple more Rocky and Adrian's that were sent to us. There's a good looking couple right there, little Rocky Adrian. Nobody's wearing a red hat though, which surprises me.
I'm sorry?
I said, I'm surprised they don't find the red hat to do the
well,
Adrian.
Yeah. Look, and she's on the sauce there a little bit too.
Yeah.
Probably with Polly, right? So
drink while I'm taking a picture. Polly, come on. That's one there. And then, there was another one for another Rocky couple, another Adrian Rocky couple. There you go. Looks good. I mean, you know who they are.
Yeah.
You know, and just to improvise and throw the costume together.
Well, that's it, right? And it's the spirit too, right? Getting into a Halloween party. They walk into that party that everybody's going to know exactly who they are.
Oh, sure. They're going to have fun with it.
Now, we got some, I guess this is throwback for sure. These pictures here.
These pictures are throwback.
Look at the little Batman.
I don't know what crazy person sent this in, but it's not a Batman contest, but it's a little Batman mask there. And then the top one is the 60s, 70s styles of costumes where they wrapped a rubber band around your head.
Right.
And then the bottom one there is a regular plastic mask. My daughter wearing the Batman costume. So that is the I don't even know how old they're, 4-year-old, 3-year-old stallion in the Batman costume. Oddly enough, I never went as Rocky for Halloween.
No way. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think it would have been a cheaper costume, right?
They didn't have costumes back then. You know, it's like,
well, I
couldn't go buy a whole sweatsuit just for Halloween. So I was always been a fan as Batman, as you could tell. So that was a good one to do. But yeah, I found that one in the boxes of pictures, trying to dig out some pictures, see what I got for Halloween. Right. And that's all I had, really, to be honest with you. I did have a picture of me dressed as Elvis where I was about 18, but I don't know about that one. We'll have to see. Save that for the finale.
Were you singing too? Were you singing going door to door?
No, thankfully not. They would have gave me candy to stop. And again, they didn't have Elvis costumes back then. You go on Amazon now, you pay $30, you get a good looking jumpsuit, made and looking great. I had to make this thing. First of all, I had to find an all white jumpsuit. Then I had to, which I couldn't. And then I glued all the sequins on.
Yeah.
To make the big eagle. So anyway, I'm rambling. We got a good list coming up. 90s and 2000 horror movies. We did the 70s and 80s last episode. We got 90s and 2000s this week.
Right.
And they gave us some good ones. They gave us some good ones. They really did. A lot of them are the creepier side where, like you were saying, not, you know, the unknown, the demonic, the demons, the devil. But first on the list that we have for the 90s is 1997, I Know What You Did Last Summer. And this was the start of a string of a lot of the movies being similar. The posters were similar. All the posters had everybody lined up like that. And it was a whole bunch of teenagers, which is no different kind of than Friday the 13th or Halloween. But this one here was, you know, a little bit of a different storyline. And of course, they get picked off one by one by one. And the main star. And they did a couple sequels. I Still Know What You Did Last Summer and so forth. It was okay. It was all right. Yeah. It was a typical teen slasher flick. Which, like I said, they had a bunch of them back then in the 90s. I think Scream is what really led it off.
Right.
But number two, speaking of, is Scream. That one really brought back the horror genre.
Yeah.
Not just the slasher genre. again, the poster looking very similar. Everybody lined up and the poster there. But this one here was the group of, you know, high schoolers. Mm-hmm. And this spawned off four sequels.
Right.
And then, of course, the latter. Talk about it now. Everybody has seen it. Everybody knows about it. Drew Barrymore is a big star at that point in her career.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the opening scene. And for her to get killed in the opening scene, that shocked everybody. That was like, oh my God, what's going to happen next now? I have no idea.
That's right. I remember when it came out, she was, you know, it almost thought that she was the lead in this movie, right?
Yeah.
And I remember watching it going, okay, what the hell happened there? Like, are we over? Is it done?
And as before, any of the others were any celebrities of any kind. I mean, with the exception of Courtney Cox, who was doing Friends. But I mean, the others, nobody really knew of them at that point. Now we do. But I mean, great storyline, great. It was different. It wasn't just a slasher flick where somebody was going around killing these high school kids.
Yeah.
You know, they took the horror rules. The one kid always talked about the horror movie rules where you can't do this and don't go in there and you can't say I'll be right back and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they took with it and ran with it. And it was a big shock at the end of who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And especially that it was more than one of them. Mm-hmm. So it was very well done, very well written by a man who knows what he's doing, Wes Craven. Mm-hmm. Obviously he knows a thing or two about the horror genre.
Right.
But that really took off the 90s where it became back again for some horror movies. And that's why I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of the other types of films like that came out. Faculty was one of them and a few others. But after that, number three, we're going back a little bit, was from 1992, is Candyman. And this one being creepy is, like it says on the poster, dare you say his name five times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody that saw that movie was daring everybody to go sit in the mirror and say that name five times.
Yeah.
You did it. I know you did.
I was on the other fence. I was the one daring people. Come on, do it. I wasn't doing it, but I wanted to see if my buddy would do it. Right.
Right. So. Well, come on. It's a typical urban legend. You know, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you say his name in the mirror five times, he comes, you know, mm-hmm. and you know, somebody's going to do it. And then of course, we have a movie, but definitely on the creepier side.
Yep.
Wasn't as slasher type as, you know, as the others were.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was scary. I mean, I thought it was a scary movie,
mm-hmm.
especially with the premise of it.
Yeah.
Number four is a different movie. It was 1999, Blair Witch Project.
Yep.
And this movie, when it came out, it pitched itself as if it was a true documentary.
Right.
And again, there was like this much internet in 1999. Mm-hmm. I know that seems hard to fathom,
mm-hmm.
but so it wasn't like you could really research it and find out. So they were pitching it like this was real. It was a documentary. And then when you saw it, you believed that it was real and it was a documentary because that's what it looked like. Mm-hmm. It looked like 8mm movies. It was choppy. It was blurry. It was just. And then the ending was what it was, where it really creeped you out and, you know, you didn't know what was going on. And then next thing you know, this guy's in a corner of the basement and it's in black and white. And, but it was so original and so different that it really scared a lot of people. I mean, it really, mm-hmm. these people thought this was real.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course,
no, that's right. I think for me, it was the way, like you described, the way it was filmed with the video camera and, it was shaky and it just mm-hmm. seemed to have that real aspect, right? Like a very, I don't want to say get motion sickness from it, but it felt like you were there with them, right? Like you're running through and everything was on the camera.
Daddy, so. They're talking to each other while the camera's over here. No, I don't want to do that. They're arguing mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very realistic as far as it being amateur hour.
Right.
And that's what they wanted you to think. And they did mm-hmm. a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Great job on it. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it was so funny because, you know, nowadays things get leaked online, things get, you know, rumors start happening about what's going to happen before a movie even comes out. And then you had no internet. You couldn't find out anything about this movie. Matter of fact, you barely knew anything when it was even released.
Right.
It just came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It just had little posters of the little stick things they were making.
Mm-hmm.
What's this about? What's this about? Oh, it's a true story. It takes place.
Yeah.
So it was the timing of it, the way that society was at the time where you really couldn't be a little more difficult to do now. With there being so much information available where you can research stuff, but, it stood its ground. And then it was a while before people even realized it was a movie. It wasn't real. It wasn't true.
Yep.
Long after the movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very well done. Very well done. And number five, we go back to the, I Know What You Did Last Summer type of movies and Scream type where you got Urban Legend.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, a little lineup of the kids on there on the poster.
Yeah.
I went on for quite a few posters.
Mm-hmm.
But this one here is kind of cool because every single town everywhere has an urban legend of some kind.
Sure does. Yeah.
It could be a small, tiny little thing. It could be a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know I know you had to have one in your town.
Well, it's that, not only that, the thing about these urban legends, if you will, people add to them, right? Over the years.
Sure.
It might have started with something very simple.
Yeah.
And you get the broken telephone or somebody said, well, I heard it was like this. And if it's scarier, it's like, yeah, that's gotta be the way it is. Right. And,
right.
I mean, you're right. Every town has,
every
we
town
have
has.
Here in Kingston, we have something called the Haunted Walk, right?
The Haunted
Walk. And the Haunted Walk.
Walk.
Right.
Okay.
And of course it's at nighttime and, you know, after the sun goes down and they get dressed up in character and they have the lantern and they talk about some of the prisons and stuff and some of the war like skeletons and, but again, they're urban legends, right? So.
Yeah, there was one in northern New Jersey that if you went down this one road and I forget the name of the road, they had an old wooden crickety bridge that was 20 feet long. It wasn't really long at all, but if you beeped your horn, if you did not beep your horn when you went over the bridge, like something happened on the other side.
Mm.
And I remember like when I first got my license, I went over to drive by. I'm like, let's not beep. And I'm all freaking out. Beep the horn. you never really found out if it was real or not, but it's funny on how they all have an urban legend. And then it probably stemmed from truth of some way.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, Tim, it's the game. Game of telephone. It just took off from there. It might not even have been a scary thing. He got into an accident, drunk driving, but it became, well, he didn't beep when he went over the bridge and, you know, so forth and so on. So, but, it's pretty funny, but the 90s gave us some good stuff. And then just so many that we were leaving out. I know.
Yeah.
First of all, there was a ton of sequels from Scream, Halloween sequels. There was a lot of films that came out in the 90s and we only did five. Because we're doing two different decades and we only have so many weeks in the month of October.
But I think that was to me, I remember, these movies and I remember the sequels and everybody was so into these movies. They wanted to see, the second one and the third one and they wanted that story to continue, right? So they got invested with the characters and the characters that made it to the next one.
Exactly. And it's so different now because now a lot of the stuff comes out on Netflix or whatever and you can just binge watch, but then you had to wait a couple of years till the film was made and go out. So it built up the anticipation of it. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And the 90s ended and led us into the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And again, another decade or a couple of decades, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of mishmashed all of 2000s into this.
Mm-hmm.
But it started off with The Ring. And you want to talk about a completely eerie, watching this in the dark alone is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
This film here, I mean, again, playing off of an urban legend almost, that you put the thing in and you watch it. And if you see the ring, you know, you die.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the very good looking ring girl with the hair all in front of her face.
Yeah.
Coming out of nowhere with her white, pale, dead skin. That didn't creep anybody out or
something. No, not at all.
So, and that movie was made from a Japanese movie almost a decade earlier. I think it was like the late 80s or mid 90s that came out. So this is the American remake of it. Same exact premise, same exact storyline, which it led to, you know, some good stuff. I mean, it's you know, somebody turned that TV on and tried to mess around seeing the ring.
Yeah.
The second one on the list is a movie that just is a complete gore factor. Mm-hmm. And that's Saw, which again led to a lot of sequels.
Yeah.
The first one and the first premise of it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what would you do to live, to survive?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you cut your leg off? Would you cut somebody else's leg off? Would mm-hmm. you shoot this guy? Would you, I mean, there was just a whole game, like yeah. that little wind up clown said, want to play a game? I mean, but it took over in your head because mm-hmm. you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and somebody else are chained in the basement of somewhere. You don't know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chainsaw in between the two of you. And if you cut his leg off, you get to go free. I think that's where a lot of the.
Yeah, that's, you know what? I don't want to be in that position. I don't want to be in that position at all because it's the psyche of this movie, right? So, like you said, what would you do? How far do you get pushed?
And of course, everybody, the first, yeah, oh yeah, I'd cut his leg off. I don't even know him.
Yeah.
If you're in that situation, I think it'd be a little bit different. Easy mm-hmm. decision, but mm-hmm. the gore factor in this film, it went to a whole other level. It was realistic looking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The special effects were not CGI type of special effects. Mm-hmm. They were later on. I know they did some other crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But as far as the original of it, you know, cutting legs and hands and whatnot, it was very well done. Very, very gross. It was very, if you're squeamish or you don't like blood, definitely do not watch it.
Yeah. If I remember, it jumped right into it too, right?
Oh yeah.
There was no buildup. The opening scene was they were in the bathroom chained up and there was like blood everywhere and it was like, it was just boom.
Right. So the opening scene, you're absolutely right. Yeah. And then of course you're trying to figure out, okay, well, what happened?
Yeah.
How did these guys get here?
Yeah.
And then of course you hear the announcer, you know, the microphone, mm-hmm. Let's mm-hmm. play a game. Mm-hmm. And, not a game you want to play.
No.
That's for sure. I don't want to play anyway. Number three on the list, we're jumping a little all over the decades here for the 2000s and millennium movies, but it was The Nun, and that was mm-hmm. 2018. I know it's a lot later than most on the list, but this one here is a part of a world where a lot of different movies come together, which we'll talk about in a couple of other, the next one and the one after, and mm-hmm. even more depth than the one after. But this one here took place where The Nun – wasn't a very nice nun. She was not very nice. She was definitely creepy and evil and demonic. And what's scarier than a demon nun? Somebody you're supposed to trust and take care of, you know, for good and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely a very scary movie. And it is mm-hmm. in the Conjuring world mm-hmm. or Conjuring universe, however you want to put it. You'd have to watch all the movies to see how. Mm-hmm. I don't want to really say, because these movies are definitely newer. Mm-hmm. They're not our normal 30, 40-year-old movies like we talk about normally.
Right.
But still, most people probably seen them already. But if you haven't, I really mm-hmm. don't want to get into them too much. But the next one on the list after The Nun is Annabelle. Now we're getting into the territory of The Conjuring. That's The Nun we just went over.
That's
and then
my bad.
The Annabelle one is getting into the Conjuring universe of mm-hmm. this is now leaning towards the true story of it.
Right.
There's a lot of facts based around this film. There's a lot of facts based around the Conjuring mm-hmm. series. that doll has been documented in many, many ways
mm-hmm.
of evil.
Right.
Watch the show Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel, Discovery
mm-hmm.
Channel.
Mm-hmm.
They cover that doll, the Annabelle doll, and supposedly, you know, people that have gone to tap on the glass, something's happened to them.
Yeah.
So that movie kind of talks about where it originated from, how it began, and how it got mm-hmm. evil. And then after that list here, it leads us to The Conjuring.
Right.
And this year has a couple sequels, mm-hmm. prequels. It's based on true facts for the most part
mm-hmm.
of the Warrens.
Right.
They were paranormal I don't know what term you want to use, paranormal activity hunters, I guess, yeah. so to speak. And that's true. There's been documentaries on mm-hmm. them. They've been all over they're all over the paranormal world.
Mm-hmm.
And that one's based on them and the facts of that movie. And takes place in the house that's there. That's mm-hmm. a real house and these real things that happen in that house.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie scared the heck out of me, to be honest with
you. Yeah, well, that's – and like I said, we watched a movie last night. We watched The Conjuring last night because I knew we were
talking about – And you watched the first one, the original?
Yeah, and like I said, it leaves you with a bad feeling. I tell you that right now.
It's eerie. And you know, like we talked about, when you talk about demonic forces and the devil and things that mm-hmm. you can't really touch and control.
Yep.
You know, somebody's going after children – dressed mm-hmm. as a clown,
yeah.
I just, you know, take them back to my garage and
mm-hmm.
duct tape them. You know,
yeah.
but things like this, you can't do anything about. Mm-hmm. And there's a handful of sequels that are out, a handful of films that are out there that
yeah.
are all in this Conjuring universe,
sure.
Conjuring world, however you want to put it. And they're all, mm-hmm. man, I tell you, based on true facts, based on true stories, I know they're going to dramatize it. They're mm-hmm. going to add some to it. It's a movie. It's Hollywood. Mm-hmm. They're
yeah.
not going to tell you only facts.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's dramatized this much and facts mm-hmm. this much, it's just – I'm sorry. It's just too way
yeah.
too out there for me.
Yeah.
Way too out there for me. So that that movie there has its own following too because mm-hmm. of the length of the universe that it's involved in and also the true facts behind – the Warrens.
Right.
And, a lot of people research them and want to go where they were and want to see what they saw. Mm-hmm. I don't recall when they died. I know they died at thinking the late '80s, early '90s. Mm-hmm. I might be wrong on that. I didn't write down any notes on the dead sure. themselves, but, yeah, it's too eerie for me. And there's too many true facts behind it.
Right.
That I don't know if I'd want to get involved in that. So.
Well, speaking of that house, you can visit that house, right?
Yeah, you know, you can. It's a real house. You can visit it. And mm-hmm. and oddly enough, we have somebody here who has visited it, and it's not me. I am too much of a chicken.
We do have a guest.
We do. We have a guest.
Let me bring him in.
We're not known for our guests, but we have a guest.
And let me bring him in, and he can explain what possessed him to visit this house. So
literally.
Hang on. Let me add him here.
Yeah, we have Justin here. Welcome, Justin. Appreciate you joining us.
Yeah,
and Justin fantastic. Has been to the Conjuring House.
So, yeah, so you guys have put me on timeout now. This is the second time because last Wednesday I was on timeout in the chat for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I'm wondering now.
I think it was Tim's fault.
Well, I'll tell you what I wonder. You bring to that Conjuring House. I watched that last night, and how the spirit attaches to somebody.
Yeah, you know.
I don't. I don't know because earlier tonight when we were trying to add you, things were happening in the studio, and
maybe it's paranormal activity. Who knows?
Yeah.
So Justin, we were telling them about the movies that are all in the Conjuring universe. We were talking about that a little earlier. You know, the Conjuring itself, The Nun, Annabelle, and I'm sure, obviously, as you know, you're familiar with these films. So right. what made you want to go to that house? What, just because of, we want to go to the Rocky Steps?
Well, this the missing character here, my son, he's the one that got me to want to go there. He, I've always been into horror movies and scary movies. I love anything that's scary. I want to run to the theater and see it.
Right. There's a picture of your son there. So
yeah, so he got into it and mm-hmm. I didn't know he was that into it. And then we used to Google the images, you know, and the real house, it's like, it's somewhere. And mm-hmm. lo and behold, like months later, it's 18 minutes up the road from us. So
18 minutes?
Yeah, we just happen to be fortunate enough to live in a part of the country where this house is just right in our back neighborhood, pretty much.
Oh, wow.
So it was like a dream thing. It was like, well, I wonder if we could get a tour someday. Like in our mm-hmm. minds, without knowing anything about it, we just figured it was like somebody owned it and it was like private property. But
right.
so now, long story short, there's, you know, you can get, there's day tours, there's night investigations there that you can get. You got to book them ahead of time and stuff. So. Mm-hmm. So his first time he went was with his mom, and they all went together, and like this was his big thing, you know, like a bucket list thing. And, mm-hmm. And then I got to go with him, and then I got hooked, so we went again, and then we went again.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now how old is your son?
He's going to be 12 in a couple of weeks.
Oh, wow. So he's starting young with this stuff. Okay. Now, that picture that Tim just had up there was the Raggedy Ann doll in that box. Is that the Annabelle doll?
That's a replica of the real one we're going to see in a couple of weeks at Mohegan Sun. They have a Paracon where the Warrens used to do stuff like that. There are steps on Tony runs it now. They're a cult museum. Mm-hmm. These are all the things from the actual Warrens house that are going to be there. The real Annabelle doll and my son knows all these things better than I do, but yeah, so that's his big birthday present from me. He's like ecstatic. This is the real Annabelle doll that's in a case that's been like known for like 40 years or however long.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was telling Tim earlier. I mean, we watched my family and I watched a show called Ghost Adventures on a Travel Channel, and they went and talked. They saw the Annabelle doll, the real one, and in the case and everything, and gave the whole history of it. So, you stayed in this house now, from what I hear? You stayed in it overnight or
no? He has for half a night, a couple of weeks ago, I think. He went from 7 to midnight, which is, I think they call it a roam event, where they get to use all the ghost hunting devices. And so he stayed, you know, it's like 7 to midnight. So he got to get the full, like, night version, where me and him have been there during the day.
Right.
So we did it. A daytime investigation. There's later ones you can do. From 3, I think, 3:30 usually. And we went there a couple of times, and that's when at the end of the tour for a half an hour you get to use the ghost hunting devices there, and the tour guide will allow the people to participate. And of course, my son jumps right in on that. He's like,
yeah, sure.
This is why we're here. And most kids and adults are like, oh, I don't know, somebody else can use it. My son's like raising his hand and stuff. he's brave, he's curious, and both of my boys, when they have a passion for something, they just, you know, dive right into it. So
that's awesome.
Now I wonder, can you spend the full night there, or is this a half night? Yeah.
Yeah, it's expensive. It's getting more popular now, and it's pretty pricey, but you can spend the night there. It's like now you have to book ahead of time. They're like, this time of the year, that's like crazy booked, but
sure.
Yeah. You can go on the weekends, are pretty cheap in the hour daytime tour. If you want to go on like a Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And where is the house located?
It's in, I don't get this straight. So it's Harrisville, Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. And there's Burrillville and Harrisville. I think the house is actually on Harrisville. It's called, Round Top Road. So if you guys like this weekend, if you want to look up, it's on Round Top Road. It's called the farm on Round Top Road. Mm-hmm. But if you just type in theconjuringhouse.com, it brings you right. They have a brand new web page. They redid it. It's all fancy with the, you know, different pictures and the bookings and everything. So.
Mm-hmm. So now, did anything happen while you were there?
You want to hear about the good stuff, don't you?
So, yeah, we want to hear about the freaky stuff. So.
My son recently went there and he got to do, there's this other thing they do where they put the headphones on, and yeah, I think it's through a spirit box. Like, again, if I wish he was here, he could tell you guys what. So anyway, so what you do is you put the headphones on, and the people that are there to investigate, they'll ask questions, and supposedly the spirits, whatever words you hear while the headphones are on, you just blurt out what you hear as the words, and only the people that are asking questions will hear what you're saying. You don't hear what they're asking you. You're just speaking the words that come to you. And so he got to do that. And he believes he spoke to an old man that died there on the property that supposedly haunts the place. He thinks he got through to him, which is pretty cool. So, he was there with his mom. They were up in the, one of the bedrooms. Andrea Perrin is the famous one that does all the, she did the books. She wrote the books and she tours and does interviews. And she had her room, her own room at that house upstairs. And there were so many girls. She got her own room. She was the only one that had her own room. So when he went there that night, when they were sitting on that bed of, in that bedroom, his mom got poked really hard.
Okay. Some, all right.
She jumped off the bed, like to across the room, and it was got poked like three times in my side, and for me and my son, I'm like, well, now I want to go. Like, I want to get poked. And that,
right.
And so it worked. I guess we're twisted in the head that way. So my son's like, yeah, I want to get poked, you know? So, the only other thing for myself, my second time going with my son, I had what I can only describe is a car sick feeling. And mm-hmm. so we're going through the tour. The tour guide's given the history of the house, a really cool history. The house is like 300 years old almost. And the history of the land, the property that it's on, it's all fascinating. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, man, so I don't feel great. I was like, so I don't know if I'm, you know, I don't know what it is. So by the time I get upstairs, I actually sat down in one of the chairs. And I'm like, you know, pride myself as one of the most fittest people in the room. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm bugged. Like, I call them bugs. So I'm like, man, I don't feel good. I was like, I could get some fresh air. So I toughed it out through the tour. And then we went outside. When they were done, they give you, when they're done doing the tour, they give you freelance of the house. So you get to walk around and take pictures. And mm-hmm. if you want to go into a dark closet and like, you know, go have at it. So I'm like, I'm going to get some fresh air because I don't feel good. I said, now just getting into the spirit world, like, you know, with what my son, I've been researching and watching videos. And I said, I think that's one of the ways mm-hmm. they come across where you have, mm-hmm. I don't know, like the terminology, but I was like, let me go back in and see. Cause I went outside and I felt fine. So he's like, let's go back in and see if it does it again. I'm like, oh, you want to make me feel sick now? I'm like, no, but you're right. I said, no, you're absolutely right.
Like, it's true though. Yeah. Like I said, my daughter is really into it. She's 16. And she, and yeah, you'll get that, like she, you said, car sick feeling, nauseous, mm-hmm. whatever term you want to use. And that's the first like way to get your attention, I guess. And then you had said that his mom got poked three times.
Yeah. I don't know if it, the way he described it to me, it was like somebody, he did
supposedly
it to me,
the 3 year old.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Supposedly that's one of the rooms upstairs that gets the least amount of activity, which I guess was weird. But back to the other story. So I went back into the house and into the front parlor, like mm-hmm. area is on the front part of the house. So I walked in there. As soon as I walked in there and I start like, it literally came right back. I was like, there's no way. Cause like we're skeptics, not skeptics, but like we, like we want to believe. So like we're tough about, well, that maybe it's this or that. And as soon as I stepped back in that house and it didn't happen again the next time I went, but that day, I was like, that's kind of cool, but I feel kind of crappy. Like, well, maybe let's get out of the house.
mm-hmm. Oh,
so it kind of turned me to like a believer after that. I'm like, I don't mm-hmm. know, like, I'm in a believer of like things I see, feel, mm-hmm. you know,
sure.
And, cause there's a lot of trickery and manipulation that goes on with technology nowadays with videos, as you guys know. So.
Oh yeah.
Right.
My daughter too. I said, look, I believe in it. And I believe it's out there. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it's as prevalent as you see on these shows and documentaries and movies. You see the ghost hunters running around every single episode. They have something going on and ghosts are talking. I don't think it's that often, but I believe that. Sure.
Yeah. The problem with that stuff is a lot of it, 95% of that stuff to me is it's mostly just their reactions and like what fancy thumbnails they put on the videos. They're not actually capturing a spirit or ghost.
Right.
There's two different ways those are captured from what I saw from all of the Warren's footage. You know, there's certain spots and globs. Speaking of which, you guys will love to hear. So I have to tell you guys this part. So mm-hmm. one of our tour guides was this guy, Bill Brock. You can look him up. He was a caretaker and lived at that house for years. He showed me and my son personally from his phone, some footage there. Now, mm-hmm. one of them was given to him by a lady that took a live, on an iPhone. There are pictures sometimes live upstairs. Mm-hmm. And she took a picture of the, like, in between the three rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a dark, like, image up there. And I touched the phone. I held down the image and a live mm-hmm. image moves. And I looked at my son, and I was like, I don't swear, but I was like, holy crap. You know, like, it was, I zoomed in on it, and I'm like, that's not a person. Like, you know, they're doing tours that day, but
sure,
it's a black image, and you can make out the head, and it's mm-hmm. like, it's like someone's peeking around from the other room where she's taking the picture, and that was creepy. And then the other thing was, they have surveillance 24 hours in this house, and then downstairs mm-hmm. in the basement, they have one of the cameras he showed me and my son. There's like a glob, like, moving up the screen, and all of a sudden it stretches out, and then like it just goes like that, like down and away. And I posted on my page, I think it was on my Balboa page, the footage from one of the local news stations from years ago had posted mm-hmm. from outside the house, this same, how it stretches to like a cigar shape, the spirits will appear in these things. And I saw that on his phone with my own eyes, and both of my, me and my son are like, he goes, what the heck does, he goes, what do you think that is? And we're like, I don't know, but this camera is high quality, like live camera, mm-hmm. surveillance right. camera right. footage. Yeah. You can't like Photoshop a surveillance. I mean, I get, maybe you can, but so there was a wine bottle, the cork, you can watch and hear the cork pop out of the bottle. So like, there's all kinds of weird stuff that goes on.
So, like you said, it can't all be fake.
It can't all be fake. No. You know? So
I agree. I agree.
So some of the pictures that we've been showing Justin of the house, there was one picture in particular that I want to sort of get your take on, and it was this one here. So maybe you can just walk us through
yeah,
that what's going on there. Cool.
So this was like a – of course it's the one time I go without him. So this was right. one of the – we had both – I had already been there with him three times we went. Mm-hmm. And it was a weekend. My boys, sometimes they like to have home days, mm-hmm. you know, which is understandably so. We all work and then they go to school. So we all have our equal stressor days. So mm-hmm. I didn't tell him. I was like, well, he's staying home. And I was like kind of hooked on it now. I'm like, well, I kind of want to go on my own now. So and just to see, like it's right. like I know the tour already. It's so, like, I know mm-hmm. what they're going to, you know, I just want to go and just kind of like my son does. He's like, I wish we could just go and just walk around the house, you know, like so. That day I went there and it was almost time to leave. We were just walking around and there was other people that were there from the tour. Mm-hmm. A young girl, like just a young teenager. She starts snapping photos. That's in the basement. And mm-hmm. she turns with the camera at us and she goes, I just took this. Almost like, what do you think? What is this?
I'm going to put it back up here.
Like,
so.
We're all like, holy crap. So, and then of course we all point our phones over and start taking yeah. pictures. Mm-hmm. That's in the middle room downstairs in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a boatload of pictures. The dust that's in the air that mm-hmm. you capture, that's not dust, because I took about 30 pictures that day mm-hmm. before that picture. And they're just like dust, like they're like,
right.
like snowflake particles. They're mm-hmm. not a stretchy. That's like the one I was just telling you about. See how it's mm-hmm. stretched out?
Yep.
So I sent that to I tried getting it to the owner. For the, so they could put it on their Conjuring page, Facebook and mm-hmm. Instagram. And of course, being an old schmuck, I couldn't figure out how to attach it to my email. So one of the tour guides there has his own ghost hunting, team, this young guy's, mm-hmm. His name, I sent it to him through Messenger on Instagram. I said, look, I can't email this. I said, but people have to see this. Can you yeah. get it to her for me? So he got it to her and she ended up posting it so other people could see it. And it was wicked cool. So then, I'm like, I gotta tell my son, but like, and like, I can't keep it a secret, but like,
right, so yeah.
I waited a while until after he went for his overnight. Like, he had gotten his fill by now. So now that I don't think he would be upset with me too much. He goes, no, Dad. He's like, I wouldn't get upset. I just want to know if he found him. Like, he would just be excited that we saw something.
That you saw it. Right. Sure.
But I felt terrible. I was like, man, I went without him, you know?
Right.
But we went three times together. So it wasn't like it wasn't like he had never been there before and I went on my own.
Sure.
I would never exactly. do that. So.
Exactly. That is so.
So cool. are there plans to spend the entire night there?
I want to, right. Financial, means right now are just
yeah,
not
sure, no.
capable. But I'm hoping later in the year when they get more openings that maybe when they're, I don't know, like the place is so popular now.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful, but so we started exploring our own places like haunted cemeteries, and mm-hmm. we're trying to. The New England is filled with haunted places. Yeah. So he's got his
it all
own.
Started there.
Yeah, it's the oldest part of the country, and it's just amazing yeah. the amount of stuff. I'm like Christopher, I'm like we can go like anywhere. We don't have mm-hmm. like for free. You know, mm-hmm. we just get a couple of our own devices and just start yeah. exploring. And he's always been a big explorer. He's always like, whenever we got to the beach, before I got the stuff down, the blankets, he's off like looking on the rocks, and he's just,
right.
you know, typical boy. So
yeah, oh, that's
very,
awesome.
Very curious.
No, that's great. And we appreciate you sharing, your experiences with us. And it fits nicely in with this episode. I noticed behind you, a nice John Rivoli print, right?
Yeah,
alone in the ring.
Yeah. Well, I'm alone tonight, so I'm alone in the ring. I had to bring Rocky right. with me.
And you got the Rambo shirt on. I love that shirt too.
Yeah, it's funny because Justin told me about that painting before it was released, before mm-hmm. it was shown.
Yeah,
and he tells me, he's like, I can't tell you what it is. I can't show you. I gave John
my
word.
It was killing me.
Yeah, like, you are killing me. I want to see it so bad.
Last May, all right, and he shipped it to me. He said only the boss. Now you know who the boss is. He
yeah,
said,
yeah.
Only the boss has the original one. Mm-hmm. So that's the only other person that has one. I said, yeah, but I want it because he had posted one of his videos.
Right.
And he's walking by and he's talking and he's like,
oh, and you saw it.
He mm-hmm. goes, that's top secret over there, like referring to the other poster. So mm-hmm. I messaged him. I said, I want that one in the back. He goes, oh, you saw that? I said those are the ones I pay attention to, you know.
Yeah.
So
the ones that don't get shown right away. No, that's right. Great. And
the pictures do no justice when you get it in person and you unravel
mm-hmm.
it.
Oh, I know.
It's yeah, you guys probably know. This is my one of my first like big ones that I've got, and it's just so cool, man. It's like, mm-hmm. and then down at the bottom, down here, it says, "I'm gonna know for the first time in my life that I wasn't just another bum from the neighborhood." And he signed it here. It's just awesome.
That's awesome.
That's yeah, so cool. No, that's great. That's we wanted to just talk about that because that's an amazing print by John Rivoli.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I have a reason. I was gonna make a video for it, and by the time I was like when it was okay to show, I kind of lost my. So, but it's alone. So for me, I'm an only child. So this image. And one of the first times I saw the movie was like, I gravitated to these figures in movies where it was like, they were on their own, like going against the world. And, it's just, I've always kind of had that, like, I don't know, you know, like that feeling, like everybody else has siblings. And like, I don't know. It just drew me to him for like, I don't know. I just caught my eye, caught my interest.
Sure. And, it just, you know, it means something.
Yeah, that's right. We used to, you know, I had the soundtrack on the gray boombox, you know, the one everybody had.
Yeah.
And, the Rocky soundtrack and a Top Gun soundtrack, but the Rocky one and the Rocky, I think I wasn't big into boxing back then when I was so young, but just because he was alone doing like, he was, you know, kind of like what golf, you by yourself, but mm-hmm. back then the Rocky and even with the Rambo, it's like he's fighting against everybody on his own.
Right.
Like, I can relate to being on alone. Like I'm, you know, I had friends and stuff, but I was mostly by myself. Had to, like, my boys with their imagination, and it's like that's what I did when I was younger, you know. So
that's awesome.
So that's why this one means so much to me. So
yeah,
just we appreciate it, man. We appreciate you coming on, sharing the Conjuring stories, and
yeah, for sure.
You're a braver man than I am because I don't know if I could do that. I'd go door in a day.
Go during the day. There's nothing to be afraid of during the day. And hey, I just wanted to say, I know it's probably a lot harder than it looks on a podcast. And when I'm here at work, Wednesdays and Thursdays gives me a little extra like motivation to go to work. Like, hey, I got something to look forward to. You guys are entertaining and I enjoy it.
We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thanks very much. And since we know you're a big Rocky guy and when you post stuff like that and, the one thing I want to ask you, and I want to tie both these in, this is my way to tie these in, Rocky and The Conjuring. What the hell goes on inside your head? Anything normal?
Ain't they normal functions?
Any normal functions? You want to go to these houses and you want to spend the night? No. I appreciate it. Tony and I really appreciate you coming on.
Cheap shots.
Yeah.
I took a few cheap shots when I was a kid, maybe. I don't know.
That's right.
No. Thanks again, Justin.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it so much.
I'll see you Wednesday.
We'll see you Wednesday. Take care.
Good stuff.
Wow. How about that, eh?
Hey, he's a braver man than I am.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny to watch the movies, okay, but to go to some of these places and do
that's what I mean.
Doing.
I mean, there's a lot of truth behind what's going on. There's a lot of facts behind what's going on. I mean, he said he felt nauseous. That's a telltale sign.
Yeah,
that they somehow affect your equilibrium or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's. Like I said, braver man than I am. I watched the movie all day going somewhere, especially when it comes to spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, I'm not going to have something attached to me and then bring it back home. No, I'm good. Thank you. I'm going to Rocky Steps. You go ahead and keep going.
Yeah. No, it was great to have him on, and it was great to share the stories and the pictures. The one picture, I mean, I don't know what's going on in that one picture, but
It's something. It's paranormal.
Yeah.
Paranormal.
But no, that's great, and so we continue on with the second of our big three that we introduced last week, right?
Yeah, the Mount Rushmore of horror, like I like to call them, and this is number two, and it's good old Jason, good old hockey boy, just like you like there up in Canada. Friday the 13th, Part 2 is when we first see him.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. More people know it after the movie Scream. Remember the beginning of Scream when he was playing the game and he goes, who was the killer in Friday the 13th?
Mm-hmm.
And she starts yelling, Jason, Jason.
Yeah.
And then he does it as that Scream voice. No, you're wrong. Jason didn't show up till Part 2. And that's the truth.
No, that's right.
And in Part 2, he didn't look like we know him.
No, he didn't, right?
That's the way he looked in Part 2. He just picked up some kind of potato sack and grabbed an axe or whatever's nearby. And
I guess he hadn't killed the goalie yet, right? So,
yeah.
No, I'm a kid.
Exactly. Well, kind of, because in Part 3 is when he found his hockey mask.
Right.
And then he went on to his look like we see him now.
Right. And now another, hockey mask. Like you said, we talked about Michael Myers last week. This is another highly recognizable character, right? Like you put this mask on some ratty clothes. I mean, really, all you got to do is put the mask on and
as soon as you put the hockey mask on.
Yeah.
As soon as you put the hockey mask on, everybody knows who you are.
Mm-hmm. So
it's that simple. And he went on a kill spree like no other. He 11 movies and countless teenagers, camp counselors. One point he went to Manhattan. One point he went to space.
Right.
I didn't see all of them. So I can't comment.
It's getting a bit much, but these are another guy that just walks around, doesn't say nothing, doesn't stop.
No word.
Doesn't he just keeps coming and coming and coming, right? So
the first one was Jason's mom. She did all the killing. And at the end we saw Jason come out of the lake. That's set up for all the sequels. Mm-hmm. And in the sequel, you saw Jason obviously killing, not saying a word, walking briskly to kill his victims.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 3, same thing. He gets his hockey mask and keeps killing, keeps killing, keeps killing. And it's for no other reason but supposedly camp counselors weren't paying attention and let him drown.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's a little bit of a different killer because he's got a little more of a supernatural type of being to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been hatcheted and drowned and blown up and, you know, no different than Michael.
Mm-hmm.
But, he definitely has the kill. I think he has we have to find out. We'll have to find out by the next episode who has the highest kill count.
That's one of the things we can, our kill counter, right? Because we talked about the big three. So we talked Michael Myers, we talked Jason. So everybody knows
knows who's next.
So what we will do is we will research the kill count and, geez, maybe we should put it up against Rambo.
Yeah, I'll get on. That's a good idea. I'll get on that. You get on Rambo.
Maybe we do Rambo and, Dutch from, Predator and John Matrix from, you know, we take those three and we compare them against, the big three and we'll have some fun with that.
That's not a bad idea. But yeah, he, yeah. That was actually, oddly enough, the last movie Jason did was Jason versus Freddy, where the two of them actually came and fought each other.
Yeah.
It got a little crazier as, I mean, it went, you know, Friday the 13th, a new chapter. Mm-hmm. Then there was a little boy involved, and then there was, a new beginning. Like I said, at one point he went to space.
Yeah.
How he wound up in Manhattan, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But again, like you said, you see the hockey mask and you see the machete, you know who it is.
Sure.
There's no doubt of who it is. It still scares people. It's still, it's the no talking, just killing, pure strength, slasher, shock factor. He'll, you know, he'll get you. He'll get you one way or the other.
Yeah.
He'll get you. But yeah, like you said, next week's episode, we got the third of the big three, which I'm sure everybody knows, obviously, is Freddy. And we'll talk about him more. But this was a good one, man. This was good.
I really want to thank Justin for coming on and sharing some of his experience with The Conjuring, because Tony, you and I are not going to that house, and we're not going to spend the night there. Crazy.
No, bastard. It was really cool to hear the actual firsthand experience that he had. Mm-hmm. You know, and I also think it's pretty cool that it wasn't something like he's handing down Rocky to his boys, which we see by his posts. You know, he's always got keep moving forward and the home team and stuff, which I love. But the boys are giving him the paranormal and the Conjuring and the horror stuff. So it's kind of cool on how that happens. And now he's all into it.
Yeah, that's right. And, hey, family time is family time, whether it's watching Rocky or
chasing ghosts.
So, credit to them. And yeah, this was fun, Tony.
It was a good episode. So next week will be our third and final Halloween episode. We have some good stuff planned and, we'll see what happens next week.
Thank God, because we're running out of wine here. So I'm telling you, get your nerve built up for these movies. It's
Tomorrow I'm going to watch Halloween Ends.
Right.
And we'll see how that goes. And
maybe take a roadie with you.
We still got a bunch of other horror movies to cover. But next week's going to be a little more fun, a little lighter.
Yeah.
Until we get to Freddy anyway. So.
Sure. All right.
Good stuff, my friend. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. Thanks very much, guys.
Where can they listen to us?
Well, they can listen to us on the Last of the Action Heroes podcast network.
There you go.
I do not believe they have a horror genre on there, but they have.
Surprisingly enough, I don't think so either, but yeah, you're right.
But, no, they have Schwarzenegger, they have Stallone, they have Van Damme. They have all kinds of different. Yeah, and they have the Round 14 podcast. So, a couple of good looking guys.
Check us out on the radio. Commute to work.
That's right.
Yep.
Thanks very much, guys. We'll see you again.
Appreciate it. Good night.